Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
Mornings on SEN.
What a period it was for the Brisbane Lions coming in. Jack Gunston, Josh Dunkley and two absolute young guns in Will Ashcroft and Jasper Fletcher. They'll come through in the draft. The Brisbane Lions list manager joins us. Dom Ambrosio is his name. Hey, Dom, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Kane. Good to be here.
You got it done, but it went down to the wire. I'm talking about Josh Dunkley. Were you always confident or not?
Look, we were pretty confident that we had a reasonable position between us and the Bulldogs as to value-wise what would get it done, and it just took a little bit of time to decide on the form that was to take. It was going to be acceptable to everyone, I think.
What was the hold-up? Might have just lost Dom here as well. We'll get back to Dom very, very shortly. The Brisbane Lions will take in draft picks 34, 35, 36, 38. Of course, the number of those picks doesn't necessarily matter because they just need to match bids for those two youngsters that I mentioned. I think they ended up in the trade period with 2,441 points. I've got you back now, Dom. Sorry, just having some difficulty with our phone lines this morning. But I asked you what the holdup was and the haggling in and around Josh. Can you go into any further detail for us as to what held it up for so long?
Look, it might seem strange that from the outside that that future fourth was included. Certainly that wasn't our idea. But I think from the Bulldogs perspective, I mean, it is for them to speak to, obviously, and question best directed to Sam Power. But I think they ended up hanging on to pick 21 in the end. So I think for them, that might be, you know, what the main driver was.
And Jack Gunston, when did you identify him as a possibility to bring him in? When did those discussions ramp up?
Well, Chris Fagan's always been a big fan of Jack's, obviously, and we've watched him pretty closely over the years. We got a pretty good idea reasonably early in the piece from reading the cues that Dan McStay was going to move on and exercise his rights for free agency. And so we knew reasonably early that we'd be looking for someone to replace him, and that's the path we went down.
So was that a mid-year discussion, or was it more towards the back end of the year?
Oh, you're sort of always identifying, in list management talks, you're always identifying, you know, what your sort of needs are and what your opportunities are. And so on an ongoing basis, we just keep an eye on the market, keep an eye on what our own situation is, and then just, you know, have those discussions through the year, really.
How have you seen that change? Like, you know, I read the comments from Luke Jackson that he sat down with Fremantle in the mid-season bye, and Melbourne fans would go, hang on, we've got one of our star players, we're chasing back-to-back premierships, and he's sitting down hearing pitches from Fremantle and West Coast in person in our mid-season bye. That would be tough for footy fans to stomach, I reckon. But if you don't do that as a club, then you're going to miss out. So how have you seen the attracting of players change and how aggressive you need to be?
Yeah, I guess. I think, like, we certainly didn't sit down with any of those boys that we brought in through in the middle of the year while they were playing. We're very respectful of not interrupting their current obligations to their club. So we're very mindful and respectful of that. But at the same time, you can have good discussions with their player agent. And there's quite a few player agents these days, and they're all very well connected and networked. And, you know, the majority of them are very good operators. So most of those discussions can be had through them, and you can keep a really good handle on the market just by their agents, and ultimately that's why the players have agents.
do you have enough points? I think I mentioned, and Michael Whiting from AFL.com.au is all over this situation. He says you've got 2,441 draft points. You'd need 2,400 for Ashcroft if the bid comes at number one. You can then go into deficit for Jasper Fletcher to match a bid on him. So clearly you've stocked up enough with your points. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Yeah, I think we started the trade period. I think the Bulldogs came out and were pretty public with saying they wanted 15 and a future first for Josh. If we had have given that over, I think that would have only left us with about 1,700 odd points.
Mm.
And then into next year with a deficit, if you give away your future first, that would have left us with a total of about just over 2,400 points. So we knew we had some work to do to get moving and expand our points. So we expanded the points we have in this year, but we've also expanded the deficit. We sort of always knew we had to give away our future first with Josh's deal. Mm. And if you don't have your future first, you've only got 741 points of deficit. And that's where we would have been. But with the additional future picks we've brought in, I think we've got something like 1,160-odd points of deficit now. So expanded our points for this year and expanded our points for next year. And in all this discussion of points, I feel like I'm talking another language to everyone else.
Yeah, yeah. No, just as long as you're confident you've got enough, because I'm sure you are, and it sounds like you've done a pretty good job making sure you do have that. But just on that, the Giants have moved up to pick one. Clearly, they've identified a player. We're thinking it's Aaron Cadman. Do you expect them to bid on Will Ashcroft, and do they give you any indication if they will or not?
They haven't given us any indication, and that's for them to decide. Clearly, if they've moved up, they've probably moved up for a reason. I'd be surprised if that reason was they desperately wanted to bid on a player. But look, that's going to be in their hands, and we'll just deal with whatever comes.
Just on the Giants, Jason McCartney is their football boss. He said yesterday that there's some players they can't pick in the draft because of that go-home factor. Is that something you ever consider when selecting a player, or is your philosophy always just about picking the best talent?
We rather than erring on the net of that, we probably just focus on guys that we think would be a good fit for our culture and our organisation. And we figure that if they're a good fit for our group and our culture and the way we do things, then they're going to be very unlikely to have any sort of significant level of go-home factor. So it's probably not a massive concern, but we certainly do target types that we think will fit with our organisation from the outset.
Dom, disappointing prelim final. Do you feel now that you've got the group to win a premiership next year?
Well, I hope so. That'll be over to the coaching group now. We've gone out and identified some needs. We feel like we've brought in what can help address those needs, but it's a very, very difficult process, Kane, and it takes a whole organisation to try and get there, and unashamedly, we'll just keep trying to get there.
Mm. Well, good on you, mate. I thought it was an outstanding trade period for the Brisbane Lions. You're at the forefront of it. Congratulations, and once again, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Kane. Appreciate that, mate.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.